Here's how you overcome these sins that are taking us down. You must see the death in that sin. You must see the death in it, the end result, where it's taking you. See the death in it, and it will change your choices. Here's an example I heard from a pastor named Pastor Steve Schell many years ago. He talked about putting a chocolate cake in a refrigerator. You're on a diet, you're on a fast, let's say, and you put this huge chocolate cake, whatever cake you love. Maybe you don't love chocolate, but I do. So you put in a large chocolate cake in your refrigerator, and you're fine because you just ate lunch. But a couple hours go by. You know where I'm going with this, right? Chocolate and then milk in the refrigerator. And you're like, just a piece, just one piece. That's where did that thought come from? Just one piece. It won't hurt. I burned some calories today. I deserve it. Right. See how sin's working to bring you back to that cake, bring you back to that point of caving in those whispers. Here I am right here. No. And you might do good for a few hours again. Okay, I'm strong again, and like, okay, well, it's been a few hours. I went 5 hours. Isn't that good? And then here come those thoughts again. Come on, chocolate. You love it. You deserve it. You need it. You just got in a fight with your spouse, right? That'll start the sin activity going in the mind. So yeah, forget them. I'm gonna have that cake. Give me a fork. It'll pull you back. But you see that's how sin works, right? You conquer, it pulls back, and eventually you say, you know what? I deserve this thing. I'll start tomorrow. There's 31 days in this month. I'll start tomorrow. That makes it 30. I can do an even 30 days. Even 30 day fast. I'll start tomorrow. And you just pig out. You gorge out. So you go, you grab the cake. You put it on. You're like, oh, somebody left me a note. This cake was made with rat poison. So what just happened? You went from loving and desiring and wanting and craving to now get out of here in the trash can. What was the difference? Same cake, same desires up here. You saw the death in it. So if you can see where that pornography is eventually going to lead, you'll stop. You'll see the death in it. If you see where that addiction is eventually going to lead, you'll see the death in it. You see where that anger or that frustration or that bitterness or that gossip or that grumpiness that we talked about, see the death in it, because that's where it's going to lead. So when you see the death in it, you make a whole different decision. And you break free of that. You have to see the end result. That's what the enemy doesn't show you. He doesn't show you the end result. He shows you the immediate gratification. Isn't that interesting how I love that chocolate cake? You couldn't pay me to not have a piece. I had to have a piece. And then I read that. Oh, I don't care now. I'll pay you not to have it. What was the deciding factor there? You see the death in it. It's the same thing with sin and how it works in our hearts.